Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's hang out and talk and do some things. And just imagine some of the stuff that you've seen in the past and how it would apply to some of the things that are going on now. Now, I want you to think about this when it's all said and done. But you know that there are movies that impact people's lives. There are songs that impact people's lives. There are things that occur inside of this world that we sit around and go, this might be the neatest thing that I've seen, or this might be the dumbest thing I've seen. So let's talk about some of that. So today, I wanted to give you some of those options, the red and the blue pill. So if I was to welcome you to our main story where we are going to explore safety through the lens that you might not expect, and I told you, let's talk about it from the aspect of something that has influenced a good chunk of people, something like The Matrix. If you've seen the movie before, you'll recall the iconic moment where Neo is presented with the choice. You know, the choice, the red pill or the blue pill. And if you're not super familiar with the movie, let me kind of just give you a breakdown. The red pill represents a path of truth in reality, no matter how difficult. The blue pill, you know, offers some of that comfort and ignorance, allowing you to remain blissfully unaware of how harsh the truths around you are. That's kind of the overall concept once he gets to that point of the movie. But here's the kicker. This decision closely mirrors the choices that we make every day when it comes to our safety in our organizations. And I want you to sit back for a moment and take a listen to some of this. Because some people might agree and some people might not agree in regard to what I'm going to say, because that's just kind of how it goes overall all the time. But think about this. Let me give you the blue pill of safety. And no, we're not talking about the Viagra stuff. Talking about something else. So taking the blue pill is the path of least resistance and safety. And if you had to give a breakdown on what exactly it would look like, it would be something along these lines. Relying on outdated process and tools because that's how we've always done it. Now, you know you've been in an organization and you've heard somebody use that before. The other aspect to think about would be ignoring near misses or minor incidents because they didn't result in serious harm at this time. Think about that for a moment. These are not things that you have not heard before. Also, focusing on compliance over actual improvement. We've checked all the boxes, so we must be safe, right? I mean, isn't that how some of these people look at some of these things when you're looking at everything based on doing some virginality of an audit, some virginality of paperwork? And then the last but not least, accepting a false sense of security because everything looks fine on the surface, so it must be fine. So the blue pill feels safe. It's easier. It doesn't require questioning the status quo or addressing uncomfortable truths about culture, risk, systems in place. Now let's look at the other side of the equation. Let's look at that red pill of safety. The red pill represents stepping into the world of awareness and reality. This is about confronting the truths that may not always be easy to accept. So let's give us a quick breakdown here. What if you went around identifying systemic gaps in your process that put workers at risk? What about asking those rough questions? Are we just lucky or are we just truly safe? What about shifting the focus from lagging indicators like injury rates, or leading indicators like workers' engagement and reporting? What about recognizing the safety isn't just a list of rules, but a cultured shared responsibility inside of the organization? So taking the red pill means acknowledging that safety is complex and that there's no singular solution. It's about embracing the challenge of continual improvement and empowering workers to play an active role in shaping a safer workplace. You know, that employee engagement thing, that team member engagement thing in regards of what needs to be done. So in choosing the red pill, so what happens when you choose the red pill in safety? Well, you begin to see seeing the bigger picture. Safety becomes part of the culture, not just a department of a program. You recognize incidents that are not about individual failures, but systemic failures. Workers feel empowered to recognize hazard near misses without fear of punishment, and you're just not compliant. You're resilient. You're doing things that are different. So just like in The Matrix with Neo, the red pill doesn't promise an easy path, but choosing to address the deeper truths about safety, meaning facing complexities, challenges, and resistance, but also the path that leads to transformation and ultimately a safer, more engaged workplace, maybe a place that has some safeguards. So ask yourself, are you ready to take the red pill? Or will you stay comfortable with the blue pill, pretending everything is fine while hazards lurk in the shadows? So as in the movie, as Morpheus would say, all that I am offering you is the truth, nothing more. The truth might be uncomfortable, but it's the only way that you and your organization will actually end up growing.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.